back at the top of the hour with plenty more fun. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin at court in Delaware, where the president's son is expected to plead not guilty today to felony gun charges.
The defense team argued for a virtual hearing. The Delaware judge ordered the president's son to appear in person to enter his plea, emphasizing the defendant should not receive special treatment in this matter. And the Justice Department said an in-person hearing is important to promote the public's confidence. Catherine Herod, CBS News, Wilmington, Delaware.
If he's convicted, Hunter Biden could face up to 25 years in prison. Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar has his car back after it was stolen at gunpoint outside a Washington, D.C. apartment building last night. WUSA-TV's Jess Arnold.
Police said it was three men who ended up approaching the congressman. They demanded his car. He was actually parking his vehicle when these men came up to him.
D.C. police say Cuellar was not injured. They have yet to track down the suspects. Americans could suffer the fallout from yet another labor strike starting tomorrow. Tens of thousands of healthcare workers are threatening to walk off their jobs at Kaiser Permanente locations in seven states and Washington, D.C. Correspondent Anna Werner.
If a deal is not met, the workers would strike Wednesday for up to 3 days. Patients might experience delays or cancellations, including those who need to fill a prescription or need lab work or x-rays. So it's a big deal.
The path has just been cleared for the parents of a school shooter in Michigan to stand trial. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal by James and Jennifer Crumley, accused of making a gun available to their son Ethan and ignoring his mental health issues. He pleaded guilty to killing four fellow students at Oxford High 2 years ago. U.S. officials have issued the first ever fine for space junk. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The fine of $150,000 on TV company Dish is for failure to properly deorbit a satellite called Echo Star 7. It was in orbit since 2002. The government claims Dish moved it to a lower altitude than agreed upon, and it could have posed orbital debris concerns. The European Space Agency estimates nearly 1 million pieces of space debris big enough to disable a spacecraft are in the Earth's orbit.
Three scientists have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for studying how electrons zip around the atom at one quintillionth of a second. Winner Anne Louillet got the news while she was teaching.
The last half hour of my lecture was a bit difficult to do, but yes.
The goal of the research, better detecting diseases. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 84. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 65. Overcast skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime high is approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our new friends. We are here to talk about the Shriners Hospital 100th anniversary. We've got a great cast of people right here. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves, and then we'll get talking about the event. So let's go ahead and we'll start down the line here.
Well, my name is Jeff Landon, and I'm part of the entertainment for this whole thing, and I represent the music today. And we can just go right on down.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff, for being here. Thank you.
You got it. My name is Chris Peters. I am with the Zora Shriners. Zora Funsters that are putting on the show, or help supporting the show anyways.
Thanks for being here, Chris. And maybe more importantly, thank you for wearing the hat. I really appreciate I don't get to see that very I appreciate that, Chris. Looks good.
I'm Diane Zielinski. I'm part of the crafters. My husband is a leather crafter in the show.
Excellent. Diane, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome. Hi, and my name is Deb, and I'm the coordinator of the event. I'm also a Shriner's child. And I'm also the wife of a Shriner.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Deb. Appreciate it. And thank you very much for being here and coordinating so much of this and the time for you guys to be here. We are big appreciators of the Shriners and what they do for our communities in this area. And an event like this is such a awesome event and such a fun one. But I want to approach this as if somebody hasn't maybe heard of the event before. So I'm wondering, Deb, can we tell people what this event is and what they can look forward to?
Oh, easily. First of all, it is a Shriners event. We do represent the Shriners Hospital. We do a basket raffle, which is 100 baskets, and 100% does go to the Shriners Hospitals. And then we have an old car cruising. We have seven entertainers that are going to alternate on stage. We also have kids' activities. And then we have 112 booths that you can shop. Plus we have concession stands so you can eat. You can set up your lawn chair. You can watch the entertainment. You can take off and you can go get a hot dog. You can come back, sit down. We haven't lost a chair in 17 years.
I believe it. I was just thinking that. Nobody's leaving. You don't have a reason to leave. You got everything you need right there.
We got everything we need right
there.
That's
pretty cool.
We've lost stands, but we haven't lost any chairs. Right.
The nice part about it is the majority of it's all indoors, too.
Yeah.
So no matter what the weather is.
Well, and we understand that Wisconsin does not. I mean, Mother Nature just waits for us to plan these events and hit us. So that's a really good thing. Great to know. And it shows also the smart planning, Deb. You understand that about this state. You're going to plan ahead on these
things. Oh, yes. We plan far ahead. We plan a year in advance.
The amount of things going on with this event, it's such an awesome event and all these different things. But I imagine that you can't cram this into one day. You had to extend it to 2 days.
We had to extend it to 2 days, and it takes at least 2 weeks to prepare just the arena, but it takes us all year long collecting the sponsors and the crafters and vendors, the car cruising people. We take at least, I think we had 18,000 cards that we handed out in the Shriners parades this year.
Wow.
So, and those are direct invites to the event. And they'll bring you to our front door because it's a free raffle ticket.
Nice.
Everybody gets one.
And the year of planning, the time that it takes to put into this is greatly appreciated by our listeners. Our listeners love to hear behind the scenes and hear those kind of things. And it goes a long way for the event. I appreciate that information and appreciate the work that you put into this. That's great.
Thank you.
I want to start with the music that's going to be down there. Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the music you're going to be playing?
Well, I've been singing for about 20 years, and we've been doing this at least 8 now, right? Something like that.
At the arena.
At the arena, 8, and then I think 10 together. And it's actually become quite a neat part because we get to create a memory with the whole thing, too. You're not just shopping for neat stuff on top of it all, you know? And you get to kind of soak that in as you're shopping, too. I try to make my way around as a host as well, being an MC. I'll make my way around to the vendors with the microphone so people could hear what's around the room. We get some really great entertainers, even all the way from Illinois, to come on up. So it's not somebody you see every day either. I'm starting to play more and more around this area. I moved up here to kind of escape some areas and whatnot. I've been singing country music for a long time. And so I enjoy playing like an acoustic set and whatnot, kind of changing the pace up. And then we get these great guys doing Elvis and doing, we have Steve Bommett again this year, I believe, and he's doing Rod Stewart. That seems to be an exciting one.
Nice.
You know, for the age range we can draw, but we get all types of ages too.
That's
what I love about the whole thing is the generations don't change. And even with, say, our Elvis guys or our buddy Holly, Chris Lonsdorf in the house, And Chris does a little bit of Buddy Holly, a little bit of Elvis as well. And so you get this oldies type feeling, but then at the same time, there's like a whole generation that loves Elvis again.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the movie coming out and everything like that. So what's that?
Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah, we got the Blues Brothers. Oh, we got Mike Peterson Ron Vandenbush. These guys went nuts last year and ended up on a second level, I kid you not, on a second level up in the sky.
That's awesome.
And just they're all over the place, and they have to try to escape our county sheriff. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Looking at the music down there, Elvis tribute artist Logan Ramey, Rod Stewart tribute artist Steve Bobbitt, country artist Jeff Landon, you said there, Sammy Ray, Jeff Cannon, the Blues Brothers, Buddy Holly, and Elvis tribute from Christopher Lonsford. Just in a great lineup. And you mentioned the music, a little bit of something for everybody right there.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I think we tried it. That was important to us right off the bat, you know. Now, I'll tell you, Logan is quite the talent, too. We've had him a number of years now, but like we don't get a chance to see him unless he's here. I mean, he's starting to blow up everywhere. He's such a young guy doing Elvis. He probably, you know, had it been 4 years from now, he probably would have been playing Elvis in the movie instead
It's going to be a great lineup. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that lineup right there. And appreciate just the emceeing work that you do for this, too.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. I can't do it without Deb and Chris, who supports me the whole time. And so it's pretty cool that they even asked.
I know. I wanted to talk with you, Chris, a little bit about the Funsters. Tell us a little bit about them for those that may not know much about the Shriners Funsters.
Well, the Zora Funsters, it's a unit out of Zora Shriners out of Madison. We're a clown unit. We also have some superheroes. We do have Batman.
Nice. Get. That's a get right there. Batman doesn't do all these events. He does this event. That's something. That's cool.
Like Deb said, you know, I'm also a past patient of the Shrine Hospital. You know, the Shriners have been doing this. Well, Shriners have been around for 150 years.
Yeah.
The hospitals have been around for 100 years. You know, they're expanding. You know, the need for a hospital with today's surgical technology and everything else is getting less and less. So they're closing down hospitals, but in place of it, they're opening up healthcare centers. And they're opening them up in more rural areas so people don't have to travel so far. Because, I mean, you know, we were notorious for our 22 hospitals. We have them down in Mexico City, up in Canada, as well as throughout the U.S. The millions of kids that have helped with cleft lip, palate, I was born with fused fingers and toes.
So many kids,
You know, they did such a good job on me. I spent 20 years in the Navy as an aviation electronics tech. You know, so
thank you for the service.
Thank you. You know, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that the Shrine's been known for years.
And we do it for free.
We can't say that anymore.
We do accept
insurance as payment in full. But, you know, I mean, it's just, it's great. And I'm honored to be able to give back to what was given to me. You know, people ask me, you know, well, of course, I'm a clown. We parade about 18 parades a year. You know, and I ride a little tractor, and I have a little trailer behind me with a great big huge Fezzy bear. And the kids do high fives with me, and
that's
they go, "What keeps you coming back for more?" And I says, "You know what? As much as I love the kids and all the high fives, It's that parent that stands up behind their kids, reaches over their head, grabs my hand, and say, thank you for what you do.
Right on.
That's what keeps me coming back. That's you know, good. Deb's been doing this for a lot of years, and she ran into Bob Calverley and a past potentate now, Chuck Miller, and invited him along for the ride. And this has just been an amazing ride. You know, I mean, last year, due to all her hard work with all the basket raffles and everything else, the donations that came in besides, I mean, there was over $14,000.
That's incredible.
That was donated to the Twin Cities, you know, Shriners Children's Twin Cities.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah, it's just... It's great. And
it really is.
I'm very happy to be a part of it.
And we're happy to have you here, Chris. And thank you for sharing that. I really do appreciate it. This event is a free event, admission and parking for all attendees. We need to make sure that that is clear to you. So you have no excuse not to take this event in. It is going to be so much fun. It's coming up October 14th from 10 to 4 and then the 15th from 9 to 3 at Arnett Alliance Park in Stevens Point. I encourage people to find out more about this. How can they do that, Deb, if they want to find out more about the event?
Oh, geez, we have signs up all over the place. We have a billboard up. We have the, like I said, we have the
flyers cards, you handed out.
They can go to the Zor Funster Facebook page.
Yeah, right, there we go.
And we are on Facebook.
Excellent.
Yes. Yep,
excellent.
On the internet.
Deb, I know that this is a great event this year, but we're also, as you were telling us earlier, it's an event that you have to plan a year in the making. I imagine the days after, if not the days before the event, you're already thinking about next year.
I'm already thinking about next year. It's already here, so I'm on to next year.
Yeah, I can tell.
There's nothing I can do. It's coming.
We want to help with that, Deb. We want to help with next year's event. If there are artists out there listening, if there are you know, businesses out there listening that would like to be a part of it or anything, how can they reach you? How could they be a part of things next year?
Oh, look up Deb Willikin at Holiday Spirits, Zor Funster's Craft and Vendors Benefit. It's on Facebook. Okay. And my phone number is there. My address is there. Ask any of these people that are talking to us today. All you got to do is ask for Deb from Facebook.
Excellent. All right. I appreciate that. Appreciate what you guys are doing, not only with this event and putting up with me for a little while here, but most importantly, what you do for these kids and at these hospitals. So much of the work there. The strangers helping strangers is one of the most beautiful things I think we can do with our time on this planet, and you guys are doing it. Greatly appreciate that, guys.
I'd like to point out, you know, the success of this is also, they've suggested a possible national version of it where different towns do something similar on the same weekend. So it's turned into something that could be, you know, a nationwide style event that local towns can come and see their local vendors and people can get things right. You know, it's very co-opt almost in a feeling where you can come within 250 miles of somebody you know that can help out this process.
I'd love to see something like that happen one day. That'd be pretty cool. Like just
amazing.
Around the whole country, people on this certain day and this event going on. That'd
the suggestion
cool.
came out. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'd love to see a national day the second weekend of October.
We can make that. We can get closer to that happening by spreading the word about this event. We encourage you out there to do so. Spread the word about this great event. The Shriners Hospital 100th Anniversary Holiday Spirits Craft and Vendor Music Event coming up again October 14th and the 15th over in Stevens Point at Arnett Lions Park. Thank you again, everybody, for the time. Appreciate you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
You went to your secret hiding place. You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if, instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lots of sunshine this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 65. Overcast skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 75.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a good Tuesday out there, everybody. Want to thank our guests that just got just left us: Jeff, Chris, Diane, Deb, our friends at the Shriners. Sure to book, mark your calendar, everybody. October 14th, Saturday, October 14th, 10 to 4. Sunday, October 15th, 9 to 3. Arnett, Lions Park, and Stevens Point. Going to be the Shriners Hospital 100th anniversary. Be sure to head on over there.
100 years. Wow.
It's impressive.
It's impressive. It is.
Let's take a look a little bit of a, as we're talking about an entertaining event, let's get into some entertainment news.
Okay.
Mayim Bialik really wants to bring Blossom back. She says she has, quote, all the cast and the original creator and producers on board, and she thinks that it could get things rolling once the actor's strike ends. But here's the twist. It won't be a comedy. She says, quote, we're hoping to reboot it as not as a sitcom, though. We want to bring it back, bring back these interesting, deep characters, a child of divorce, a recovering drug addict, an alcoholic, to see them in a whole new way. So basically doing a serious version of Blossom.
Okay.
That's the new reboot. It's not so much rebooting it anymore. Now you've got to make it, if it was a comedy, you got to make it a drama. If it was a drama, you got to make it a comedy. This is the crux of what we just got through with the writer's strike and what we're going through with the actor's strike. For every time that I was during the last 5 months when I was complaining or trying to fight for writers' rights, I would get things like this thrown in my face. You know, like, well, what, I could have came up with that idea. What do we need writers for? And blah, 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 and all this nonsense. It doesn't actually add up or make any sense, but
no,
it is.
Because what's an idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now run with it. It's like I like to do with radio.
You still have to write the scripts.
I run into a lot of people that feel they can do this job, and I think a lot of people can. But what I like to tell them is, okay, I want you for 10 minutes straight to talk about a subject. Don't swear. Be funny. Be entertaining. Make sure to make me laugh. Also think at the same time. Again, don't swear. And no ums or no dead air. No dead air. Got to keep going. Got to keep talking and make it interesting. By the way, did I say no swearing? Did I? it's the type of job that I don't. It's not necessarily, you know, rocket science, obviously, but it's also something that I don't think is easy as anybody can just, you can just walk in to do the gig. Writing is very similar to that.
Mm-hmm. And we all kind of have that thought about something that somebody else does. We look at it from the outside and go, oh, I could do that. Yeah. But until you actually like dig into it and try, you find it's not as easy as you may have thought.
I'm interested to see if people want this, you know, sometimes it seems like they're coming out with these things and not, people aren't really interested in it. People aren't really clamoring for it or anything. So that part of it I'm interested about. If they do it or not, we'll see.
I'm curious because I kind of like the idea of taking what was a sitcom, especially kind of a kid's sitcom, and turning it into like the serious version of it. I don't know. I kind of like the idea.
They did this with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it was very successful. It did very well on Peacock, which not a ton of shows did that good on Peacock, so that one was a little noteworthy.
Okay.
Very noteworthy opening performance for Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. Now, if I'm going to talk about Matthew McConaughey, I feel like I need to do this voice while I'm doing it. I mean, we shouldn't be talking about this man and not doing a very good voice along with it. So, did you know, Melissa, Mr. Matthew McConaughey's first ever role was a murder victim?
No, I did not.
He was on season 5, episode of Unsolved Mysteries, Texas Most Wanted, in 1992.
Wow.
Yeah. In an upcoming documentary called Unsolved Mysteries Behind the Legacy, a producer says Matthew went bare-chested because they were filming in the hot summertime in Texas. Quote, he had to do a fairly robust death scene. He was working in his garage and was shot by a man who pulled up with a shotgun. So let's just say his acting has come a long way since then. I'm watching the clip as we speak, and I will admit, I'm a fan of Matthew McConaughey. I have been for a long time. I like his approach to acting as well as life. This scene, first off, I don't even almost recognize him. I almost don't even recognize him and everything. He's so young. Like, there's young, and then there's, like, how young he looks in this scene. It's incredible to me. And he does do a little bit of acting. He does do a little bit of performing in it and everything. Not the greatest. He's also
got to start somewhere.
That's exactly it, Melissa. And like you and I love to talk about and love to encourage people to join community theater, you got to start somewhere. Yeah. This is going to be very shocking to the audience, but I was not always one of the greatest actors you've ever seen. My first role was playing Santa Claus in a sixth grade play. I had one line.
You really looked the part, though.
Yes, exactly. My teacher, Mr. Hoonevelt, could not get over the idea of having a skinny Jewish kid play Santa.
he had a sense of humor.
It's bloody funny times. I remember him saying it over and over again. And, we all start somewhere. We all start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Matthew McConaughey would go on to win an Oscar.
And everybody knows his name.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to touch on this one, too, especially it is Lindsey Buckingham's birthday today, which I thought was pretty interesting. And then to have this news break kind of on the same day is interesting. Stevie Nicks sees no reason for Fleetwood Mac to carry on after the loss of Christine McVie. She says, quote, without her, what is it? She was like my soulmate, my musical soulmate, and my best friend that I spent more time with than any other best friend outside of Fleetwood Mac. Christy was my best friend. Who am I going to look over to on the right and have them not be there behind that Hammond organ? When she died, I figured we really can't go any further with this. If Fleetwood Mac did choose to still make music, it wouldn't be the first time without Christy. She left the band in 98 and didn't return until 2014. Stevie says during that time, they removed many of her songs from their set list because they couldn't recreate them. Stevie also announced that she's getting her own official Barbie with an official inspired 77 Rumors cover.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool. That is one of my favorite album covers, the cover of Rumors. That's kind of cool. She says, quote, thank you, Mattel, for working with me to make my Barbie so pretty and so soulful and so real. That's a fun idea.
It's a pretty cool looking Barbie. I had to look it up.
Oh, yeah. I got to look it up. Yeah. I'll have to look it
all
up.
All in black with the tall black. Looks like socks with
oh,
high
wow.
heels.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's even got the necklace.
Boots.
It's got
their
the necklace
boots.
And everything. Yep. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I don't know if it's just me or not. I like that it seems like they tried to make it look like her, not Barbie. I like that. That's cool.
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't look like Barbie. It looks like her.
We've talked a lot about Fleetwood Mac over the years on this station, whether it's Seth and I or you and I, Melissa. And one of the things that has always stood out to me is how big of a star Stevie Nicks was, and that she kind of overshadowed Christy McVie and, as I was saying earlier, Lindsey Buckingham. But anytime you hear Stevie Nicks talk, she was aware of this, but she never saw it that way. Like, to her, Christy was the talented one. to her, mm-hmm. she was the one with the beautiful voice. Stevie Nicks actually was very, and to this day, is very like, she's self-deprecating about her voice, mm-hmm. does not think she yeah, has a great humble. Voice. She thinks she has more of a selective voice, a voice that, you know, you either like it or you don't, where Christy McVie had one of these voices everybody loves.
Mm.
And I find that really interesting. Usually we talk about musicians and we talk about divas and a lot of these things. And while Stevie Nicks has certainly got her stories attached to mm-hmm. her career and her life, yeah. being a diva doesn't seem to be one of them. And certainly with her bandmates, it doesn't seem to be. Mm-hmm. As far as Christy goes, I should say.
And obviously they had a few upsets over the years, because how could they not? I mean, it's right. kind of the story of bands.
Yeah.
But, you know, they worked things out, got back together, and didn't they tour again?
Yeah, yeah, a couple times, actually. I think they got back together twice. And everybody goes through that. Heck, you guys, I'm just going to tell them, Melissa. Melissa, Seth and I have broken up over creative differences a couple of times.
At least twice.
Yeah. And that was just
I'm surprised I'm talking to you. Oh, wait, I'm getting paid to do this.
And we still make it work, people, because of money. I mean, because we love what we do.
No, I'm kidding.
We're joking. We will.
It's just the cake pie controversy that will never end.
One of these days, when our show does finally end, that will be why.
Cake will win. Ha ha ha, Seth.
We're taking a break. We're getting to Melissa's news. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The chase and subsequent manhunt for the 15-year-old boy this weekend involved at least 9 different agencies and many citizens that helped bring a dangerous situation to a peaceful end. The vehicle pursuit started in Oneida County, which led to a foot pursuit in a large wooded area after the boy abandoned the vehicle. Close to 10 on Saturday night, the pursuit picked up again on Highway 70 in a UTV. That ended when the UTV crashed into the shoreline of a lake. At this point, officers knew the boy was armed. The search continued for 7 hours in thick forest at night. By 3 p.m. on Sunday, a cabin owner who heard about the incident checked their cabin and found it had been broken into. Responding deputies located the individual sleeping inside with 3 guns nearby. The boy did not resist arrest and was taken to the hospital for medical clearance. Forest County eventually took custody of the juvenile. Vice President Kamala Harris is rescheduling her visit to the University of Wisconsin-Madison this week. She was originally scheduled to visit the campus on Wednesday. Vice President Harris announced Monday she will instead be traveling to California to attend the funeral of Senator Dianne Feinstein, who died last week. White House officials say they expect to reschedule the appearance soon. The world's largest gathering for the dairy industry is underway in Madison. The World Dairy Expo has been in Madison since it began in 1967. This year, Dane County signed an agreement that keeps the expo in Wisconsin at least through 2028, and maybe as long as 2031. Last year's expo attracted about 55,000 people from around the world. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times.
Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Egg Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Egg Country office today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 84. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Overcast skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 75.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Getting a little funky around here with Paul McCartney. Mm-hmm. We hope you're having a good day out there. Let's talk about getting older and the feeling of it. And I think that there is a mutual feeling, a kinship with this. That that every, you know, we're always looking for different ways to connect people and show how we're more connected than not. I think age is one of the great unifiers that we don't realize because we don't like talking about getting older. We don't like dealing with the subject. We only talk about it in sarcastic ways or joking about it. But it truly is one of the great unifiers when you think about it. Everybody mm-hmm. gets older. Everybody is going to, yep. we're going to go through 10 things right now that make you, that may remind you that you're older or getting older or whatever. And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Jew, Christian. Christian, rich, poor, man, woman, cat, dog, you're going to be able to relate to this list.
mm-hmm. Because we all get older.
I feel like that's something we need to lean into more as a society. Yeah. Not only that getting older is a good thing, it's better than the alternative. but it's,
and
it's
focus more, like you said, on things that bring us together.
Yeah, yeah. So let's start at number 10 here. And this is coming to us from BuzzFeed. This is While I'm Old Now. Here are a few relatable answers, people here. So this is in, and it's not in any chronological order, but we'll just start at 10. And you can go to BuzzFeed.com for the complete list. Mm-hmm. When you're worried, you might throw out your back just coughing hard.
Yeah. Yep, been there.
I did something really bad to my back, Melissa. I was helping my dad this weekend, and we were carrying these totes up and down the stairs. He fell back, landed on me, and my tailbone hit right on the step. Right on the step.
Owie.
And I've had these kind of things happen my whole life. You know, I don't think anything of it. You bounce up, you get moving, and you know, you feel sore, you put some ice on it or whatever.
I don't know. It's a tailbone, man.
I think I might be dying. I'm not sure.
Tailbone injuries are the worst.
I'm not sure I'm going to make it through the show. It's bad. It really hurts. It really
You need a donut
yeah.
to sit on. No, to sit on. Not to eat. Man. To sit on.
Man, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it.
I had to when I was in grade school because I injured my tailbone really bad when I was, like, we're talking, like, I don't know, fifth, sixth grade.
If I understand.
And I had to sit on a donut for a long time.
My buddy Aiden broke his tailbone, and from what I remember him telling me, that you have to, it has to heal on its own. You can't, it's not like you can put a cast on it or anything. It's a,
no. Yeah. And it's not like you can't use it.
Yeah, yeah, dang. Man, that's rough.
It's not like an arm. I'm just going to hang this here for a while.
I really hope I didn't break it. When you come across a photo of a celebrity you loved as a kid and realize they are ancient now.
You know, in some ways, that's almost reassuring to me.
Yeah.
In some ways, that makes me feel better about myself and where I'm at. Because it's like, you know what? They are also getting older and aging, and it's okay.
Yeah, I had a good crush on Winona Ryder when I was a kid. And, you know, didn't see her for much, like none of us did. She wasn't working for a little while there. She shows up on Stranger Things. The crush just happened all over again. Like, it wasn't that she looked older.
It's good that the crush grew with you.
It was one of those things where I actually think she's prettier as she's older, you know? And, and like you're saying, there's again, a kinship to this of, they're getting older with me. Kind of thing. I had a student the other day talking about this with Daniel Radcliffe in the cast of Harry Potter, how much she enjoys seeing these actors now because she's the same age as them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're adults. and they're doing, you know, adult things.
Yeah.
They're not stuck in the childhood. I think, you know, there's some of the nostalgia of, oh, but that was my favorite, and they were so young. Well, I mean, you could still have that by going back and watching those movies.
Yeah, yeah. When you hadn't seen someone's kid since you were they were six, and now they're 25.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that does seem to happen overnight, especially with kids. And there's certain periods where it happens faster. Like, okay, so suddenly, yep, they're walking, and then they're in school.
Yeah,
like,
right, whoa. Right. Yeah, yeah.
What just happened?
It really is like you blink, and all of a sudden they're working a job.
Right. They graduated from college, and now they have their own apartment. Like, what?
When you catch yourself making getting up and sitting down noises, oh boy, yeah, very, very guilty of that one. Very guilty.
Well,
of that
especially
one.
If you're dealing with some pain.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm not as bad as one of my relatives growing up. My uncle, it seemed like when he was going to get up, you knew 5 minutes beforehand.
There was a preparation. There was almost like a Midwest goodbye.
All right, here we go. Like talking to himself, like, all right, here we go.
Yep.
Like working himself into it and everything. Yeah, yeah. You do. All right, Uncle Butch is getting up, everybody. Everybody,
okay.
Uncle Butch is getting up.
Clear the space. Here we go. Movement soon.
I love it. It was usually this right before. Here we go. Here we go. When kids start calling you ma'am or sir.
I don't know about that one.
That one's changed a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
I think that one's changed a little bit, where even in my early 20s, I was having people call me sir that were in their teens. I also think that one has a little bit to do with how you carry yourself. I tend to carry myself a little more serious and all that, so maybe that pulls on that. I don't know.
Well, it also has to do with how kids are raised, because there's families that don't teach kids to address people that way. And it's kind of fallen away in like the professional realm too. There's a lot of teachers that don't go, you know, by their Mr. Green. Just call me Bob.
Yeah. I get weirded out when my students call me Mr. Maloff. I have to go by James. Actually, yeah. A lot of them just call me Jay. A lot of them just call me Jay, or Mr. Jay or something like that. And just play with it. But that's a good one. I do want to do a quick PSA for everybody out there. Anybody that specifically knows my mother, do yourself a favor. Don't ever call her ma'am. Don't ever. There's a lot of things you can call my mom before you want to call her ma'am. That is one. I haven't seen like maybe 3-4 times in my life the woman, her give that cold stare. And it's usually because somebody called her ma'am. Like, it's not.
Well, and there's something that's, I don't know if anybody else has experienced this, but every once in a while I get this, yes, ma'am. And it's like this sarcastic...
Yes.
Yeah, whatever you say, yeah. I'll do it because I have to.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's grating and it's irritating. It makes me want to smack him in the face.
It speaks.
Now, I don't beat people, but I think about it sometimes.
It speaks to the double-sidedness of this, the sexism of it too, where sir has such a, you know, upstanding kind of feel to it, and ma'am has such an old kind of maid feel to it, and that. And I'm saying this from conversations I've had with my mom about the subject. I don't really, she knows a lot more than I do about what I'm talking about here.
Well, sometimes it can just come across as degrading and derogatory.
Yeah, yeah.
And whether it's meant that way or not, you know, sometimes it's just your perception.
Oh, this one's a rough one. When you have to keep scrolling and scrolling to find your birth year in a drop-down menu. That's a good one.
Right?
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
Well, it's kind of ridiculous when you're logging into a website and they want, you know, your birth year, and you have to be at least 18 to log into this website, and then they start the list at 2023.
It doesn't make any sense. Thank you so much for this. I felt like I was alone on this one. I've never
understood
it. I mean,
you could have knocked at least 18 of those years out of there for us to scroll through.
Yeah. What are we doing? Yeah, what, or, it doesn't make any sense.
Or let us just type in the numbers. that would be even easier.
I feel like that's a great way to cut off the middleman here. Let us do that. That's a really good idea.
We're capable of it.
Definitely. When you're watching an old sitcom like Full House or something like that and realize you agree with the parents more than the kids.
Well, that one I can see, because as kids watching those, you would have, you know, aligned more with what was going on with the kids. And now your perception has changed with the years.
This one has happened to me and I'm not proud of it. When music you used to party to starts playing in an elevator. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That just means that they've upped their, you know, their music selections in an elevator. I think that's a win.
You know, that's a good way to look at it. I like that. I like that.
That's you can jam out and party in the elevator then, instead of just standing around with a do 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 do.
Nice. Oh, and the girl from Ipanema, she goes with nicely done. Nicely done. And the number one on this list, when the trendy clothes from your teen years come back in style. And again, I think there's a positive there.
Well, in some ways, fashion is cyclical. It keeps coming back, and there are some things that shouldn't, for sure, come back. Mullet, much?
But great example.
I don't know. I'm a late comer to fashion changes. Mm. Like when leggings and the tunic style came out, I hated it. I was like, that looks awful. Why would we wear that? And now, 10, 20 years later, it's all I want to wear.
it's interesting. Fashion is maybe the most interesting when it comes to, of all these things, when it comes to age. We spend those years in school, a lot of us, I should say, worrying about what we're going to wear and getting made fun of for it or those things. We get out of school and we kind of like rebel against that a little bit in some ways, especially in college. Or if you get a chance to be away from home maybe and you're starting to find your style or find your voice and you start doing different things.
Or you finally have a little bit of money that you can spend on clothing or even new clothing.
You get into those 20s and 30s and yes, you have a little bit of disposable income and you can start picking your own style, and it's not just hand-me-downs or things that you could afford. Now it's things that you want. And it's around that age, I believe, that you start to really, God willing, that you start to be able to decide, you know what? It's not about what other people like. It's what I like. It's about me liking what I'm wearing. And kind of that's when I feel like you really become free. You really become, this is my style. This is my voice. And people finally get to see the real you.
And then, like me, you get into your 40s and you're like, I don't care what I'm wearing as long as it's comfortable.
Exactly. Yes. This is where
we don't really care what other people think.
This is where we wrap up.
I put effort into when I have to go out in public, but otherwise it's what's comfy.
I couldn't agree more. That is everything to me as far as clothing goes. Is it comfortable? That's my first question. I don't care what it is. Is it comfortable? That is easily the first thing I worry about. We will take a break. We'll come back and get you ready for the rest of your day, because we got one more segment left, and it's going to be a good one. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it!
it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 84. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 65. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 66.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you.
Night falls, I'm alone.
Little Kenny Wayne Shepherd playing us in. Good song, good song, good artist. Melissa, we got to touch on That Ain't Right story before we can get to the good. Just because you've been a criminal for a while doesn't mean you're good at it.
True.
48-year-old Kayasha lives in Florida and has a long rap sheet with 39 felonies and 5 stints in jail. Last Tuesday, she and another woman, Kiara, robbed a little old lady at a Walmart 45 miles north of Tampa. A cowardly act, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
One of them apparently distracted her while the other, you know, got her wallet and all this. They might have actually gotten away with it, but for some reason, they decided to go back to the same Walmart the very next day while some cops happened to be there investigating. After an employee spotted them, Kiara tried to get away, but wasn't able to. She surrendered when she saw the officer pull out a taser. They changed her a bit real quick there.
Tune a little bit there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are facing multiple charges for theft and fraudulent use of a credit card and for being dumb. Long, long ago, Melissa, the man that used to sit in the chair that you do now, Carl Hilke. Carl and I were, when we first created these That Ain't Right stories as a segment, we're talking about it. And there was one where, I can't remember what exactly it was, but Carl was so dumbfounded by it. He's laughing so hard, he looks up at me, he's like, they got to tack on a stupid enhancer. Like, whatever you would normally get for these crimes, plus 4 years or 5 years, just for being dumb. Just for being, and the older I get, the more I'm like, you know what? Carol might have been onto something there. Might have been onto something.
I don't think she was spending her time in prison reading books and getting smarter.
Not getting that GED, definitely.
Advantage of opportunities available to better herself.
It's miraculous, too, because there's certain things about crime we feel like we know or we understand, or at least we feel like we do from TV and movies and everything. One of them is the idea of the criminal coming back to the scene of the crime. That is an actual thing. It really does happen. Most of the time, TV and movies are just, you know, kind of doing stuff for storyline or whatever. But that's an actual thing. Like, you hear FBI profilers talk about this and stuff, and it's just like, what?
Well, and what was the reason for going back? Were they out of Pringles?
Well,
I
got to say, though, ripping off at a Walmart, I mean, especially if it's a small town and you got to go to Walmart to get everything, like, that's a real, it's a bad idea to rip people off anyway, but, I mean, again, stupid enhancer. Like, it just, you know, that ain't right. We need a palate cleanser.
And elder abuse, which is not okay.
Well, ain't nothing right about that story. No. She is going to, karma catches up to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We need a palate cleanser. Let's get to some good stories of the day. Need a good story. And it really kicks off today with our guests that we had in. Want to thank our guests that we had today. Big thank you to Diane, Deb, Jeff, Chris being here, talking a little Shriners with us and their amazing event that they have coming up. It is, again, going to be Saturday, October 14th from 10 to 4 and Sunday, October 15th from 9 to 3 at Arnett Lions Community Park in beautiful Stevens Point. God, I love that park. That's a great place, a great venue for this.
And what a fun event. It sounds like they have so much going on.
Yeah, this is one of those events where you and your friends want to go to it, or you and the family want to go. Everybody is welcome, and everybody's going to have a good time. Free event, free admission, parking for all attendees. And most importantly, this is benefiting the proceeds from this event will support Zor Funsters and the Shriners Children's. Your attendance contributes to an amazing cause.
Yes.
Thank them for joining us. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to the event. It is that time of year again. COVID-19 is circulating in our community, so make sure to grab a few at-home tests. Free COVID-19 rapid test kits are still available through Wood County Health Department and all Wood County libraries while supplies last. The supply will expire on March 18th of 2024.
Yes. And if you're worried about those expiration dates on ones you already have at home, make sure you go check, because they have extended them for a lot of the tests.
Yeah. Free at-home COVID-19 test kits are available for pickup at McMillan Memorial Library in Rapids, Pittsville Community Library, Leicester Public Library in Arpen, Leicester Public Library of Vesper, Charles and Ann Leicester Public Leicester Library in Nagusa, and the Everett Roll Marshfield Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
And we did want to let everybody know that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, in coordination with the FCC, will conduct a nationwide test of emergency alert system, the EAS, and the wireless emergency alert at approximately 1:20 tomorrow. 1:20 tomorrow, everybody. Federal rules require all EAS participants participate in this testing. That means us.
Yes, it does.
So at 1:20 tomorrow, when you hear that, or you're streaming us or anything, and you aren't, you know, you hear, and that's just a test, just a test.
Correct.
Keep that in mind, everybody. And I wanted to wrap up talking a little bit of the United Way. Our annual raking event, Day of Caring, is scheduled for October 21st. Volunteers and team leaders can register at uwswac.org. Be sure to get over there, and if you register and volunteer early, you're going to get a free T-shirt.
Free T-shirt.
And I
think you can still sign up to get your yard done until the 6th, I believe.
Yeah. You got a couple of more days. The deadline for residents to register is October 6th. To register, have your yard raked, give them a call at 715-421-0390. That's 421-0390. And speak to a 211 resource specialist between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. You can go to uwswac.org to find out more information. We got great stuff on our radio dial today. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 as we kick off Midday Magazine for the week. And boy, do we kick it off in a great way. We got some wonderful guests. We are talking about one of our favorite spots, Melissa, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Woo-hoo.
And the season premiere of their season premiere with Blythe Spirit.
Blythe Spirit.
Kicking off the 23-24 season, Blythe Spirit, we're going to be joined by director Linda Garski and actress Laura Berg. Looking forward to them joining us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some fun. Two names that you and I know very well and have had many conversations with. And even with that being said, you watch everybody, or listen, I should say. I will at one point call Linda Laura and Laura Linda at one point. They schedule two L's on me. I mean, we're looking.
It's a good thing you didn't go to Loma Linda College.
Looking forward to talking to Linda and Laura this afternoon. Join us at 3:00. Learn a little bit more about Blythe Spirit. It's going to be a lot of fun.
They open on the 6th.
Yeah. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. wrctheater.org. This is going to be a great show, everybody. Make sure to get those tickets. And in part two, we're going to speak with our friend Tracy Vruink, Senior Director of Child Care, and Stephanie Lund, Special Events Coordinator with our Southwood County YMCA.
Awesome. That'll be great.
Two of our favorite establishments in this community, and getting to talk to them in an hour. Man, I just got the best job in the world, Melissa. It's awesome.
Indeed.
A little bit later today at 7:05, join us for the kickoff of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Our Wisconsin Badgers head coach joining us to talk a little Wisconsin Badgers hockey, preview the upcoming season.
I was trying to channel James there.
Yes, and you did a good job of it. You did a very good job of it. That's exactly what was going on in my head. That's exactly it. Looking forward to that a little bit later. A little bit later today. Let's take a look at a couple world good stories. Here's a crazy coincidence. A couple in Florida just had their third kid last month, and all three of their daughters share the same birthday.
Oh, wow.
Their daughter Jasmine was born on September 3rd in 2020. Their second daughter Jessica was born a year later on September 3rd, 2021. And their new baby, Juliet, arrived on September 3rd last month. None of them were planned. None of them were planned C-sections. They were all natural births.
Wow.
I remember asking my brother, sister, and I are all 5 years apart. And I remember this dawning on me as a teenager. I was about 10, 12, something like that, whatever I was. And I we're at the beach, and I asked my dad, I'm like, Dad, how did you and Mom, why did you guys plan that out? It seems really smart. You know, we all had some time to you guys and everything. How did you plan it out to have us 5 years apart? Before I could finish the sentence, the man was on the floor laughing.
Jimmy, you don't plan kids. They just happen.
And even with a situation like this, where as much as it seems like it was planned, it's just a coincidence.
Well, the birth date is a coincidence. Them choosing to get pregnant, because there are things that can be done nowadays, thankfully, that women have control over their bodies. So, but there's also, I know other people who have, you know, multiple children, and they're all born around the same time. It's like, okay, maybe there's just a time of year that you personally as a woman are a little more fertile.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Pay attention to that, ladies and guys, everybody. We are out of here for now. Melissa, great show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was fun.